This episode of Leader Feeder is brought to you by the amazing What Great Supervisors Know Pocket Reference Guide. And you can get the free ebook version or buy hard copies for your team by visiting our website at uniquedevelopment.com.
One piece of safety equipment we have to have. Mike?
Hard hats.
Hard hats, that's right. Dan?
Safety glasses.
Safety glasses, that's right, number two. Number three, Brandon? Brandon?
Safety shoes,
that's right. Everyone needs that. Okay, no matter where you are in the plant, you gotta be covered, all right? You don't know what's gonna happen, you don't know when it's gonna happen. Protect yourself, please. Number two, we got a lot of work coming in for next week, all right? Some tight deadlines. Everybody, please stay focused, work to your best. The better work we do, the more work we're gonna get in, and that's better for everyone, all right? That's it. Everybody remember, be safe out there. Let's get to work.
In today's Leader Feeder, we're going to look at how you as a leader can create a safety culture in your team. For leaders in a production or operations role, safety should actually be your top priority. When leaders emphasize safety, workers know that management cares about them. The question is, what is it that motivates unsafe or risky behavior? Usually it involves the worker deciding that productivity and shortcuts will save time, and they think that saving time ultimately benefits the company. Team members perceive that their leader and their management team cares more about production than whether the job is done safely. That's often a misconception, but if the worker believes it, it means they're going to tend to not follow your lockout tagout procedure, or they're going to go ahead and take risky moves like reaching into a machine when they should really stop until the machine is turned off. The core of the leader's safety message needs to focus on the fact that the leader and the company cares about the employees and wants them to go home to their families in the same condition that they came to work. It's not about compliance and following the rules exclusively. It's the following of the rules that leads to caring for the employees that's important. Employees should also see overwhelming evidence that the leader and the company cares about their safety. That's by providing their PPE, their personal protective equipment, giving them the proper training to do the job safely and well, providing guarding in risky parts of the machine, taking action on any safety concerns, and finally, where necessary, applying discipline where someone has an unsafe act. You're striving for zero accidents and zero incidents and near misses. When you as a leader put safety at the core of your leadership message, it shows that you care about your people, and that motivates them to give you more output. Once you've improved your skill in this area, you might decide to take your whole leadership performance up a notch. Remember that we do on-site training, we offer public workshops, and we have online resources to help you improve your leadership skills. Remember to connect with us by visiting our website at uniquedevelopment.com or through social media on LinkedIn, Twitter, or on Facebook, search us out at Frontline Leader.